Yidei Shamayim Machmas Choli. Vailav Choli, Yotacham Afur Shirashi. The Machmas Choli is a Shris Chama, who's Kosher Lava Bekol. Let up to a Dakus Postle. How in the world can the Rosh say differently if you see this Rashi? Kasha number one. Okay, that sounds Af Ayin Hayim and Af. First was Kasha number two, a second Kasha. Where's the Rashi? Rav Chof Omid Beis. Let's take a look. Chof Omid Beis. Keep one hand in the Rosh, one hand in the Rashi, Chof Omid Beis. Okay, what does it say over here? Chof Omid Beis. So here, Rashi on Rav Chof Omid Beis, Sris Adam, that's first narrow line. Shasir so Adam. For lo machmas choli nistares me'elo. A second before Shirashi. If Chalila b'chas, the person is sick and leads to a serious that he's kosher, he's not considered to be a Sris Adam. Pile ployim is against two Rashis. One of Chof, one of Ayin Hei. That's the Teferes Shmuel's Kashis against the Rosh. Where did he get that the Rashi held that choli is possible? Faker, there are two Rashis. Not one, but two, that Choli is kosher. You ask a question, so what about our Rashi? Why did Rashi say over here that Bidei Shamayim is Ra'amim U'borod O'lokim Yimei'imo, implying only those three? Okay. He gave those three are other examples, but Choli is an additional example. We can say, whatever it may be, I'm not here to answer this question. I don't know how to answer the question. But then the two other Rashis seem to say Beferish Fakert. Now, it's interesting. I asked you to see a Pischei Tshuva, because it's Tshuva's Chasam Sova. I don't know, how many of you have seen the Pischei Tshuva? In Siman Hei. Not everybody yet? What is that? Are you putting in the time? You should have been here by now. What was spent the full Seder and Seder from last week when we had these Maramakomas that were given out, if I recall correctly, on Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar. That was Thursday. Sunday, Monday. 4 days of Seder should have been enough to get to this point, but okay. Mamma b'simcha, so we'll leave it at that. Okay. So the Pischei Tshuva that I asked you to see quotes Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. He quotes actually more than one Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. I'm going to give you a little bit of some of the highlights of these Tshuvas, and you can look it up if you wish in the Pischei Tshuva. I asked you to see this Tshuva Siman Yud Tes. He discusses a complex question without going to the question. Without going to all his details, but we have to say a number of important things. What about the Rosh? The Rosh, he says, is Yichidahu Mamish. His Rashi tells us hold, Adechol Yishchin, it's Bidei Shamayim. Bidei Shamayim. That's what he says. Now, the Rosh is incorrect. Nope. Of course, the question becomes, why did Rashi say Ra'amim and Borod and the Me'ima? Why didn't you just say plain, straightforward Choli? This is the question is raised by the Chasam Sofer in Siman Yutes, but that part. I do not believe it's found here in this Pischei Tshuva's citation. I'll tell you what he says. He says, you have to look and see the Gemara in the Hemshech HaSugya. Let's take a little bit further, let's go back to the Gemara proper. Back to the Gemara over here, Rabbi Osai, Adav Ayin, Hey Amid Beis. For those who came in a little late, we started today on the fourth line. Rav Huna Mashmul, Petsua Daka B'dei Shamayim, is Kosher. Okay, let's now see a little bit of Hemshech HaSugya. Oh my Rava, Hainu de Karminon, Pitsua below Karminon, Hapatsua. Okay, that's how they derive it. Pitsua and not, somehow it'll give us a Pitsia. And the side it says Pitsia is Bidei Shamai. Pitsua, like Perua, Kipro Aaron, Nasa Bidei Adam. That's what he quotes from one interpretation, and it's based on the other Girsa on the side. Okay. That's number one. Vital. The Masnisa Tana Nema Lo Yavo Ptsua Daka, but Nema Lo Yavo Mamza, the consecutive Psukim, Rabbi Osai. One is the Varam Chav Gimel Beis, one is the Varam Chav Gimel Gimel. On the side. Ma'ala Halon Bidei Adam. Av kan bidei Adam. Okay? It's impossible to imagine a mamzer without the actions of people. So too, the idea of a psua daka is also comes through the actions of people. To the two different drushes that teach us this halacha of psua daka bidei shamayim is in fact kosher. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer and Siman Yutes suggests that when Rashi said originally Bidei Shamayim, get these funny examples, Ramim Borod O Meimo, that was only at the beginning of the sugya. It's Patsua, Hapatsua, Patsia, whichever little drusha there is. There is. If you look in Rashi, it could be different girsas over here. Have you mashma hapatsua me korok or mimei imo? Kamash malon, the mimei imo is not included. So only limiting mei imo. Only mei imo is mutter. Well, some funny thing with Hashemayim of borrowed wrong. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion of the Chasam Sofer, that is derived from Mamzer, has to be a Maisa or the Mamish. If it's holy, it's Mutter. Even though Rashi here seems to go a little bit against the Rashi in Amud Aleph and the Rashi in Daf Chof, the bottom line is the Maskonis that Gemara derived from Mamzer, holy is Mutter according to Rashi, which is Yidus HaRambam, as we saw yesterday, and the Rosh is a Das, Yechidah, Mamish. So it's a Chasam Sol according to the Pesach Tshuva, the Maram Komos over here, Simen Hei, Sivkoton, Zayin. Oh. That's on the one hand. On the other hand is a marsha. Take a look at the marsha. Marsha. Shah is wondering, you know, how do you, these seem to be all kinds of different pshatim in Rashi, on daf chaf, on daf ayin hey, they don't seem to all fit in together. So where is this marasha? There it is. The last marasha on ayin hey and alf. The last few lines. Why? Because the rosh v'atur dikta mipirush Rashi. The chol eni b'day shamayim. We just saw that rosh. The Rashi calls it b'sris b'day shamayim machmas cholahu. Atkal neshono rebbeinu shalaylam. A steer in Rashi according to the rosh. That's the first Shmuel's kasha. Ella the is on the flugi. The chol imi meimo. So writes the Marsha. Goes the other way. Other way. I like the Chasam Sof. Any illness which is not be from birth is considered bidei odom. Some say, I told you last yesterday, because people bring these illnesses on themselves. Can't say if it's congenital. Can't say he brought it on himself. Maybe the mother brought it on him. You know, they say, this is dangerous when you're pregnant. Don't smoke and don't drink and do this. And she did all those things. She had to see it be day other because the mother did it. I guess they didn't know about those things in those days. It was before the Surgeon General. So they assume that's B'day Shammai. But the illness is after birth would be considered B'day other. That's what Ma'ashos is pshat. It comes out of Chumrah. Called the Ma'ashos pshat within Shitas Rashi. Okay, the Rishami has all kinds of sheep, we don't understand fully what it means. Good. It's interesting, the Chasam Sofer quotes a Gemara, quite a remarkable Gemara, out of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Quite an amazing Gemara. Take a look. Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Last three lines. Omar Ovim came. Ein Lecha Isha Shekshayr Liyavim. You never find a woman who's eligible for Yibam. Why? Shelo nase bala sris chama shoachas kodem lemisaso. What does that mean? Sris chama means that there's a weakening, right? And there's a person that becomes sick. Apparently every person before he dies, second before he dies, should be in the category of what we call over here, sris chama. What do you see, Rabbi Osai? Choli! Ha ha! Chasam Sof goes to Gemara, middle of nowhere. That, you see here, klar, that a choli, which takes place at age 120, the second before he died, that makes him into a sris chama, not into a dak. However, truth to be told, the Pesuk quotes the Sefer Chutah Meshulosh, written by Reb Chaim Voloshin and the other members of his family, quote a different Rashi. That's a Rashi enough, Peyam and Aleph. But this Gemara continues a little bit. On that Peyam and Aleph, Rashi says, L'chulei Gufa, says Rashi, it's about 20 narrow, about half an hour narrow lines, a little less. L'chulei Gufa, Sris Chama, Machmas Choli Kol HaGufu. The person, before he dies, his whole body gets so weak, the second before he dies, that all the systems shut down. From weakness, right? The second before he dies. That's considered to be Sris Adam, Sris Chama. That would not passel anybody, Chalil Levachas, Lava Bakal. However, claims the Chutah Mishulash, what will happen if it's a localized illness in the genital organs, the reproductive organs? That's different. So we have another difference now. Before we had a difference between the Rasha, whether it's congenital or later. Now a new difference. It was a general choli in the whole body, which automatically makes the reproductive organs unable to function. That's kosher. But if it's a particular local disease in the reproductive organs, maybe that would in fact be possible. How do you like that for a chiluk? So we have a lot of chilukim over here. It's not completely clear. What is Shitas Rashi? What is Shitas Rashi? The Rambam is clear. Dr. Rambam is clear as can be. Yeah. The Gemara is over here that every person before he dies is considered to be a Sris Chama. But before he dies, it's a choli, obviously. It's illness. It's a klar. The illness is called a Sris Chama, not called a Psuah Dak.
No, the answer is that maybe that's only.
That's the Chacham Sofer, the Raya Brewer. Chutah Meshulash says no. Look at the Rashi over here on Pei. It's the same Hemshach of the same Sugya. But Rashi says, a chule gufa, yeah, a person dies, his whole body becomes weak. That does not render him up to a doctor. But a local illness within the Evori Haleda maybe would make him into a Ptua Daka, for all we know. So I'm going to read you the Rambam. This Rambam should be found in a Mishpat Hamolid. So everyone has an Mishpat Hamolid in the back. Please open and look inside. It's Perek Hazayin Halacha Tes. Kol psul shamarnu b'nyazeh b'shlohoye b'deh shamayim. Kol shikor. So odom o kelev o kol kotzer o tzumam. Some accident happened on the outside. Avalim nolad kuz shavcho p'tzu adaka. O nolad below beitzin. So this is obviously a Sris Adam. Oh, here's the kilon in the Rambam. Shecholo machmas gufo. He got sick. Ubotlu mimenu evarim elu. It doesn't seem to limit it to a choli in those evarim, as the Chutah Meshulash. His whole body got sick. Memel as a result of that, both the memenu evarim elu. Oh, shenolad bohen shchin v'him sol son o karsa. Harei zeh kosher leva b'kol shchalev leh shemai. Rabbi says, is it in the Mishpat Hamolid? Has anyone seen it in the back? It's not there. Perek tes zayin in Hilchos is to Rabbi Halacha Tes. How could it not be there? He's just quoting our Gemara. It should be there. Rabbi also look with me in the back, we gotta find it. Go look. Here we are, Tazayan Tess. I can't believe it, it's not here. How can it not be here? It's impossible. They blew it. Okay, they blew it. But I read it around, but anyway. So I read it very good. There's only one slight ambiguity which we'll discuss in a moment in the Lashon Rambam, which we'll have to come back to in a moment. Fine. But however, the Rambam wrote something else besides the Yad HaChazak. What else did the Rambam write? Let's turn to Pirush Mishnayos. Let's turn to Pirush Mishnayos. See what it says. Pirush Mishnayos, Rebbe Elsaq. Everyone has it. Pirush Mishnayos. Here it is. In our edition, it's right before the Rif. It's on page Zion. This is false. Yimash has a tzorach. It's on page Zion, at the top of column 4, in our print. Yimash has a tzorach. Leda shekshev nivtza agida chutei abeitzim kemokein o nikusu abeitzim o nikav agid o nikvu abeitzim uviklal kol choli sheyischadesh bichli azera yimash yinchayev chok mosateva shulo yizriya behen reyu posel. Sure. Before Shiraman Pirush and Mishnayos, exactly the opposite, Rabbi Osai, exactly the opposite of what he said in the Arach Hazak. Who asks his kash in the bottom? The Yalkut Befarshim. Lokain Pasik Rabbein Abilkas Yisur Abiyah Pekdan Akotes. And the Dafkik Shekarsa Odom Ukelev Akotes. Lobo Vada Shemayim. Did you imagine? Of course, the answer is whenever you get stuck with a Shiraman and Pirush and Mishnayos against the Arach Hazak, what do you do first? First thing to do. What? What? The class will change his mind. Chosen. Very nice. That's only in the old days we had to say that. What do we do today? Look where?
Kapach.
You know, the translations of the Rambam are often faulty. Often faulty. So before I even, you know, we run to any conclusions that he backed out, which some say he backed out. Some say he backed out, or some say, Rabbi Osai, that perhaps the Rambam should be reinterpreted in Yad HaChazaka, that he never backed out. When he said choli, he meant choli mimeimo. How you can say such a thing is beyond my wildest understanding. The lashon of the Rambam is, shenol kushavcho psuladaka, shenol v'lo beitzim, shenol v'lo gufo, u'botlo men ha'ivarom elevo, shenol v'm shchin v'imsel son l'karson. What, all mimeimo? What, we did an ultrasound? They found out the shchin, what is this? But that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Levin suggests, that based on the Pirush Mishnayos. It's impossible. It's impossible, Rabbi. It just can't be. Impossible. What's the real answer? The answer is, Rabbi Kapach translates the word not as holy, but rather as mako. Ha, what a difference. Mako. Yeah, look. We have the Kapach downstairs. Mako. Okay? I think we even have it on this one on the second floor also. On our floor, mismeasures the Kapach Pirush Mishnayos. Says Mako, and he points out in the bottom that they all who said Choli is a mistranslation. Some of us translated it being Nezek. It means Mako. That's the truth. But Narabal said the following Shiloh. Yes.
In the Rambam, maybe everybody's assuming that it's talking about Choli, the whole group's Choli, or just Avram.
I think it makes no difference going to the Rambam.
There's no one.
No difference.
Even if the goof, then it's still...
That's what I thought. That's how I read it. That's how I read it. Maybe I read it wrong. That's how I read it. I read the Rambam's Lashon is, it's Chaz again, the Rambam's Lashon. Oh, Shecholo Machmas Gufo. No, that's not the whole body got sick. And as a result of that, both the men Evarim Eilu.
So
that's
just
the
Evarim, then it would be Kapasol?
No, Kavachom is Kashim. Chutu Meshul Shefaker.
I thought he said,
oh,
he's better if the whole body gets sick.
No, that's Sris Adam, I'm sorry. That's Sris Adam. And if the Avram gets sick, that would quanta that he wants to suggest it would be awesome. Ramas both. Either Cholamat was Gufo, or Nolad Bahem in the Avarim, Shchin. And the next four words are critical. You always check it up inside. The next four words, if you have it on your computer, look at it. Look at it. Vehimsa O son. What does the word himsa mean? What is Mames in modern Hebrew? What does it mean?
Melt.
Melt. I mean, it's a funny language to use. The shchin, what's shchin? One of the eser makas. What do you say? It boils? Because the boils got very bad and they melted the beitzim, whatever that means. Or the evarim. Oh, karson. What is the subject of the word karson? Again. Oshinola ben shchin, vihimsa alson, oh, karson. Karson means to cut them off. What is the subject of that verb, karsa? Anyone wants to give a guess? It's a verb. Every verb, no, when I went to high school, every verb, they used to call it a predicate. They still call it that? Every predicate had to have a subject. There has to be No, not true anymore.
Yeah.
They changed, maybe an email is not true anymore in the new grammar. But there's no grammar. It's hefker. But if you write a proper sentence, and there's a verb or a prayer, it has to be a subject. So what is the subject of karsa? Rabbi Osa, how'd you learn? I'll read it one more time. Oshenolad behen shchin, behen nevarim, and himself son o karsa. What does himself son mean? It melted them. What melted them? That's clear. The shchin, right? The shchin is the subject of the word of the verb himself son. Melted them, well, you know, made them disintegrate, I guess. What is the subject of the word, the next phrase, o karsa? Cut them off. What is the subject? No. What'd you say? Shchin. That's what I thought. The shchin. A shchin can do two things. A shchin can disintegrate them. A shchin can somehow cut them off. The Amshul Shlomo says it's a shver of shot. He thinks that karsa means the person, the doctor. The illness was so serious that the doctor was called in and to perform emergency surgery to remove the evarim. Says the Amshul Shlomo that is also kosher according to the Rambam. It's considered machmas choli. Wow. Wow. Others disagree and say, no, come on. Karsa goes on the shin. But if a doctor would subsequently use a knife, that might be considered to be a psuadaka. Even according to the man, the Omrim, who say that machmas choli is kosher, but that's all if it's the choli itself created the situation. Not if a human being involved himself as pursuant to a choli and did emergency surgery, that would be possible, according to these those who read the Rambam differently than the Yam Shul Shlomo. I did see that they quote the Gilyone Hashas. That's Rav Yaakov. That's the Rav Yosef Engel, one of the great Gilyone of 100 years ago in Poland. He had an interesting concept. This is what they call a sharp comparison, having nothing to do with what you and I would ever think of. Okay. He quotes a Gemara of all places in Yuma. What's in Yuma? Yuma, daf ayin dalet amud beis. Yuma, what's to do with anything? That's like this. In Yuma, daf ayin dalet amud beis, the Gemara discusses what does it mean, v'nisim es nafshol seichem on Yom Kippur. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So maybe it means this, maybe it means that. Gemara says no. Rabosai, donin inu b'dei shamayim, me'inu b'dei shamayim, vein donin inu b'dei shamayim, me'inu b'nei odom. So two kinds of inu, b'dei shamayim, and the same kind of phrases is used over here. No. And there, the Gemara indicates that whatever we do something, Rabosai, for purposes of pikuach nefesh, it's considered to be bidei shamayim. It's the sugya of Gemara over here in Yuma, ayin dalet amud beis. Bidei shamayim. Even though a person's doing something, he's doing something because otherwise it's a chshash of pikuach nefesh. It's a wild comparison. Who says that the terms mean the same thing in Yuma they mean over here in Al Sugya? But that's what he says. Okay. Now, we mentioned, if you recall, Rabbi Osai, I wanted to say it one more time because we have forgotten it by now, that there was a question how to spell the word psuadaka with an aleph or with a hey. So again, I saw in the Masifta Gemara, quotes the Shailas David, I believe it's Rav David or Carlina, was the following. Quotes the Radak and the Rama, who were both great grammarians, and not only grammarians, but Bali Masora, how to spell things. The Radak spells it with an aleph, and the Rama with a hey. Now, what did you say with Ashkenaz and Sephardim? Ashkenaz spells with
it. And Taman still and Ashkenaz used to have an aleph, and then Sephardim had a hey, so then the Ashkenaz thought the Sephardim were more
meduktak,
so they changed the
name. We have an inferiority complex, Rabbi Osei. All of us Ashkenazim, we have a few Sephardim, yeah? All of us Ashkenazim, we have an inferiority complex when it comes to these Mesorus, which usually is pretty justified. Like many of these others, they had a Mesorah better. Here and I don't know, that's what I, that, So Ashkenazim originally had Aleph. And now this, all our Sefer Torah say?
Eight.
Everyone, that's it? No one has an Aleph anymore?
Chabad still has
an Aleph. Chabad has Aleph. Yeah, they stand for the convictions. Oh, you gotta admire them, Rabosa. You gotta admire them. I don't agree with all the convictions, but that's not enough for today. But whatever the convictions they have, they're quite strong on them. Okay. So if you want to go to a Chabad shul, Parshas Kisetze, to be Yotze Kedasik, it can help us pass the whole Sefer Torah. The whole Sefer Torah, whatever. We're not gonna go there now. Okay, forget it. We assume it's gonna be kosher either way, otherwise we're in big trouble. Okay, whatever. These for Kriyas Torah purposes. Okay. So what's pshat? It's like this. The Bavli, the very next line, I mentioned this once before, I want to read it again. On Ayin Hayim and Beis. The very next line, we just left off. Says the Holy Gemara, Ayin Hayim and Beis, Omar Rava, Patsua B'Kulon, Dach B'Kulon, Karas B'Kulon. Okay? What is Dach? Dach means, Rabosai, Lashon Dicha. You remember Seth the Beis, they talk about Dichas HaPilpulin. It's crushed. So that's if you look in the, where's my blue chumash? Can I please be honest? I just want to take a look at the official translation. Thank you very much. Official translation. We're going to look in that pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. See what it says officially. This is the Parshas Kisetze. Here it is. Tzua daka. Here we go. With a hay. Tzua daka. And they say crushed. Crushed. Abdavakins, that's correct. He spelled with a hey, it means crushed. Lashon Dicha. Okay, that's what he says. However, Rabosai, there's a Yerushalmi. I'm telling you, we have so many Yerushalmis in one sugar that's never happened before. The Yerushalmi has a nupshat. He says, Ein lecha namuch ba'odam b'shah shu yoshev ela beitza b'levad. When a person sits down, the organ that's closest to the place in which he's sitting, call it the chair, the floor, as it gets to be, is that part of the body, and that's where the amazing. According to the Yerushalmi, Rabosai, Suadaka. Think about it for a minute. Kruz Shavcha, right? So, and Ptsuwa Daka. So, the question becomes, what do the terms mean? So here the word Daka, according to the word Dicha in the Bavli, means it's crushed. The whole pilpul in the Gemara, I'm not going to read into. How do you know what Kwis Shavcha is? Maybe it's in the mouth. It's also a funny habaminus. We think it's wild. Okay, the Gemara comes to the obvious conclusion. The Yerushalmi says, no. Tzua Rabosai, that's a description of the shortcoming. Not Dacha, but Ptsua. Ptsua means wounded. So what is Dacha? Dacha means the part of the body that's the lowest part of the body when the person's sitting down on the... That means that the Dacha is describing the organ that the Torah is discussing, not the wound. Wound is Ptsua. A whole new pshat and pshuta shamikra. Why don't you look in the das mikra? What are those pshuta? What do they say? You ever look at those? Look. They have them downstairs? Maybe Spanish? Should. See what? You looked at?
Because in the
Havana of
that's
what
I have to
read
Kashaf also.
Okay. That's what the Yerushalmi says. That being, and where did it come from? The pasuk we say it in Haftorah. Right on Yom Kippur, okay, on Yom Kippur, the Haftorah Yom Kippur. We should get everything from the original source over here. There we go, Yom Kippur. Vestako shvaruach. What does it mean? Vestako shvaruach. This is synonymous. Shval is, we know, lowly. And the Daka, in contrast to the translation of article contrite, no. Daka also means lowly. I thought Daka means crushed. It's no. quote as Yerushalmi, that cause lowly the same as Shval is lowly. So he said that should be spelled with an aleph, as Daka is spelled with an aleph. How do you like that? Ingenious, creative and original interpretation that maybe how it should be spelled as a machlokas Bavi and Yerushalmi. Because if that's the case, then the Bavi we pass like the Bavi should be a hey. So I don't want to. He's right. Maybe he's trying to defend the meaning of Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Maybe. Now, Rabbi Osai. Our Gemara seems to say quite clearly, Rabbi Osai, that if Tzuadaka is not molded, right? It just can't happen, right? That's what we just seem to see that yesterday. Can't be, it's impossible. What are you, Meiri? Okay. The Meiri, Rabbi Osai, comments. Tzuadaka kushavcha mutarim on the next Mishnah. I involve. Begiyaros and Meshacheres. Shere le'el nesru ala lava b'kol. Kedichsiv. Lo yava b'tzuadaka kushavcha b'kal Hashem. B'kal ger Meshachar lo yikrikol. Ho be Yisrael. Catch this now. Asurim heim b'levad. Avalo b'nehem. The sons of Tzuadaka and Kushavcha are Mutar Lava B'Kol. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? You can't have a kid. 254. Tzarachian. Tav Tzuadaka ain't a mold. Uminayan lo bonim. And he quotes the Gemara in Hamid Beis. That Gemara is trying to figure out what in the world is a Tzuadaka. Midlomona beidoros shmamina ba'oso makom. That Gemara wants to know exactly where it is. Okay? First comes from Mamzer, then it's Lord Scott, it's not the Nolman of Adoros. That's a whole sugya enough by name and base. And the Re'iri himself says in the previous Mishnah that Suadaka ain't a royal holid. And then he quotes a Levush Simin Hey, Sivbeis, believe it or not, Kosav, Benit La Beta Achas, Shiesh Omrim, Sha'afal Pisha Molid, Mikomakom Osur Bekol. V'shein Isser Doros as Rabbeinu, as the Niri seems to say. Stach pilei ployim. How in heaven's name can this happen? Tells you to look in the Korban Asanel, Os Lamed. With the footnote on the Niri says to look in the Korban Asanel, Os Lamed. We've seen many Korban Asanels on this sugya. Okay. He writes as follows. The last three lines of page Membeis, column 1. Mashiyolda Ishto. Okay. Gemara says, Chazar al Bona Me'ayin Hei. Says, V'lo Yodati Rayoso. Eim Adaka B'nika Beitzoso M'mkach. Avlo B'nika V'agid. He says the whole back and forth. He says, Ein Lahakish Divi Chazal B'shuminyin. Ein Hirosh Makash Divi Chazal. Column 2, line 2. Alright, doesn't say not everything. Rove Pamim. Pastina love of a call. Avalam Nisis for Holid, Vizakal Libnos Mimeno, Miran Lotimi Baila. Ema Minamiru, Shaloshosos, Kim Yoraka Hates. So he wants to suggest a Kiddush Nifla Venera. Nifla Venera. Maybe it's once in a while being molded. For old, says the Korban Asana. Shona Rom Kamne Odom Shnuchas Ben Beitz Aros Lemo Lidin. Lo Mistava Lemema Tse Bechazor Bnei Mayan He. Here too. Ishto Tznu Haisa. Bezlo Zodo Yodo Betoch Yodo. A whole Arichas in this whole long tshuva. And he quotes the Levush, we just saw. Levush, Ebenezer Simen Heis of Beis. Okay. Because even though he's molded, maybe he's still a apostle of the call. Okay. Here's what he suggests. So, it's against the Poshup Shot. Those who saw, Rabbi Osai, those who saw the Chuvah's Igros Moshe says it's impossible to tell the Levush. Impossible. He has a very strong language, Rabbi Moshe, against this Levush. He's not happy with this at all. Not happy with it. Okay? But the Levush did say so, as you see it quoted in the Korban Asanel, here in Sifkot and Lamed. Such a sheet that exists. The Meiri seems to go that way. unless you say it's referring to a mamzer, it's not referring to a daka. Rav Moshe is not sure. V'chelik beis simon gimel, he says no. It's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. And again, Rav Osai. Again, it doesn't exist such a child. Rav Moshe has a funny phrase. Rav Moshe's phrase. Well, if it would have existed, it's a hypothetical. If it would have existed, it would be possible. The Meir says it would be kosher. He says it would be possible. It's a hypothetical case. What will happen, Rav Osai, if they will do what they can do today? I told you yesterday, ICSI, with the modern medical procedures, that even though the person's unable to have a child with normal, living with his wife normally, they can remove one cell from his body and create a child, v'chule, v'chule. According to Rav Moshe, even a mamzer doesn't create a problem with the child through artificial insemination. This Tzuadaka who could have a child that way. So either way, to have a child normally, Rav Moshe says, really can't happen. This, notwithstanding this lengthy philosophical discussion, which is not real. And if he has a child artificially, for sure it's kosher according to Rav Moshe. So either way, okay, fine. Yes?
He
sounds like he's saying, I'll read you the lesson again. I'll just read it to you. You can do with it what you want to do with it. It's just a very brief phrase. He says, who is puzzle? Asurim levad, psuadaka, avalo b'nehem. What do we know b'nehem? They have no children. That's 254, you look it up. Well, maybe they can, and it wouldn't be puzzle. Or much if they would, maybe they would be puzzle. I could learn from Mamzer. But it can't happen. So it can't happen. He thinks Levush is wrong, and the Miri probably is wrong. I don't know. Have a better shot. A better pshat. The pasuk pshat in the Gemara that is that can't happen. Although Rav Osai, the Kovan Asano says, nekev imolad. It depends if it's a nekev, if it's a different psul. Only and the chabola chidusha. The Gemara has the whole source in the psul adak is not molded. It's the Gemara at the very, very end on ayin hayim and alef. Right? V'nikev lo molad v'hu gavra, etc., etc., etc. That means that's the source. But if you can have it, maybe one of the other psulim, psuladaka, maybe there can be an occasion, a child born. Okay, that's what the Korban Asano speaks about in Sivkoton Lamed. Fine. The Gemara in this discussion, Rabbi Osai, discusses the issue of doing a test here. I don't know if you saw the one I involved. The Aruch HaNer is the one on our daf who asked, what happened to Yisrael Atzor Zer Levatola? And he answers, based on Tosus Yud Bezim and Bezim, we saw a long time ago, that the Easter is related to Peru Revu. And Tosus Sanhedrin Tess says the same thing as well. Tosus here says about Noshim, and there talks about Goyim. And therefore we say over here, since the whole purpose of the test is to fulfill Peru Revu, it's Mutter. And the Poskim say, based upon this test and I involve, for those who are doing a seam analysis, which is part of the workup for fertility purposes, it would also be Mutter. The same as over here, to see if it's to be Mutter Lava Bakal. Okay? So I'll just bring it to your attention before I forget. Now, Rabbi Osai, the Sifri on our pasuk talks about the possibility of what's called Chozer Lehekshera. The Gemara talks about Chozer Lehekshera right over here. The Gemara discusses what does it mean as a possibility of what we call Chozer Lehekshera. What's Chozer Lehekshera? Well, as over here, if there was a hole, and then it somehow is cured, so the concept exists of Chozer Lehekshera. And the question becomes, what is Chozer Lehekshera? What is not Chozer Lehekshera? At first glance, it's purely a matter of ask the doctor. Ask the doctor. The doctor says it's either it's chozer, or the doctor says it's not chozer. It's just one or the other. Ein Rebbe Min Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Nikav Post Meshu Shoses, Nistam Kosher of Neshu Molid, Vizel Psul Shechozer Lech Sheru, Zel Lemute Mai, Lemute this, Lemute that, etc., etc., etc. So the whole discussion, Rabbi Osai, exists in the Sifri. The Sifri says on this very pasuk, Tzuadaka chozal afshero, not kus shofcho. So Achronim asked, what about Nika Vinista? Nika was a kind of a cut. It's not a crush, it's a cut. So they say, well, Nika is kosher and eino molid. And the issue goes on the child, like the Shadrach Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, we saw in the Mordechai Simon Sam of Tess yesterday. It's quite an amazing pshat that the Bach suggests. Okay? Basically, that's where Lezer Mimitz got it from, perhaps. And I was so good. Again, it's chazin for those who weren't here or forgot. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz has a pirish mechudash ma'od in the Gemara, where the Gemara says the case of istatem and all these kinds of cases. Where the Gemara says, you say, Sovalach Shure, and the Gemara says, no, it's puzzle, doesn't mean the person himself is puzzle, it means the child is puzzle, because the person cannot have any children. But in fact, it would not be puzzle, Mishpatar Psuadak. So in the Mordechai Simon Tzemach Tess, that's how one could learn. Otherwise, the other person will go against the Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, will say, no, the Bach says, only if it's Koros Mamish, then it's Enechozlach Shere Rachman Alatzan, once that gear is cut off. I don't even know if today they can do a microsurgery to restore a gid that's cut off, chalila, an accent or something like that. But here it's only a nikiv, so it depends upon the particular injury, Rabbi Osi. Okay. Now we go back to Chazal a little bit from yesterday's shiur. Yesterday we saw the Rashi on Daf Ayin Heyam and Beis on the bottom, quoting Gemara B'choros, Memdal and Beis, the two Nekovim, right? One is for the Shesen, for the urine. I wonder for the Shechva Zera. Ubeinayan keklipas hashum. Okay? The problem is, Rabbi Osai, as any urologist will tell you, in the Eber HaZachar, there's only one tube, if you will. And in that tube flow both the urine and the Shechva Zera. So what's the Gemara? So what the Chazan is saying? Nishtanu hatvoin. Nishtanu hatvoin. Okay? Nishtanu hatvoin. Now, I quoted to you yesterday that the Cheshev Eifo disagreed, thanks to Hebrew books. We have Cheshev Eifo, it's right here in front of me. Cheshev Eifo, it's right here. He's discussing a very complex question, something called a hypospadias. Have you heard of that? It's a common, fairly common urological problem. The Tinok Nolan Kamishinuyim Begishalo. Lo Hoya Neka Vero Shagid, Lo Tzos Shesen Karagil, Ela Gido Yanokov Milamata. There was a whole further up, some of the kiss. And that's where you would urinate from there. I think it's called hypospadias. And they have to do certain surgeries. As a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons they postpone a bris. Because they want to do certain surgeries, and they want to have skin grafts, a whole complex procedure. And as a matter of fact, I have with me today the Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Nishmas Avraham, by Dr. Avraham Avraham. And a Yerush Shemayim and a doctor who worked for many years in Shari Tzedek wrote this multi-volume work called Nishmas Avram. This is the chelik on Eben HaEzer, and he gives you hypospadias. It's called Sivkot and Vav and Simen Hay. I'm giving you a quotation. He gives you the anatomy. Eilo nekav rosh agid lo tzol shesen karagil. Hagid nokov lamat beezer shu mokam erosha at samach laguf, umishem yotze hashesa. But no sefirov and mikrim, there are other problems with this gid. So therefore, he can't ever have bia, he never have children. So what's going on? In order to fix this, tzrichim lefashed hagid shelo yeh kofuf, v'achrechein letaken bo shvil im nekev erosha hagid karagil. You have to close up the hole he was born with and open up a new hole where every other male has a hole. Alright? Quotes the Cheshev Eifo, the same Shuvah, of course. This is the Cheshev, the Chelik Beis, Simen Chaf Beis. Okay? If you do nothing, it'll be Mutal of a Kol, because it's what's called what? Sris Bidei Shemayim. Okay? But we don't want to leave him that way. So leave him that way, very nice. He won't be possible of a call, but he's not going to have any life, Rabbi Osai. He says as follows. The doctors, whatever they do, they're going to be careful not to cut more than they have to cut. and therefore, whatever they're going to do in this operation, the hypospadias, is not going to be make him into a p'tua dak. It's tikkun. Tikkun. That's all they want to do? Okay? That's what he says. It's not considered ba'aretz nem losasu. Why? He says, kemedosa neka l'tzorech refua v'sofo lihisoseim. Based on the Chasam Sofer, Simon Yud Zayin from the Smag, that's also quoted Rabbi Osai in the Pische Tshuva. To call Masha Nasa Litzor before Eino Posel, then for sure it's okay. Even according to Chasam Sofer, that the other postmen were against the Smag, yeah, that's Shalola Hachshir Eso Ish, Ba'od Kilkulo Imo, Afal Pisha Kilkulzel, O Nasa Litzshem Rufua. Aval Gavna Dod She'ena Kilkul, Ketaino Nekev, Nas ela letzorach refua, viachre she asigul refua, asidim letaken gam akilkul hazeh. I'm going to sew it up. Pechagon zeh lo mistaber klal, she osu b'shem lo sasu. They're going to fix it. Then came mutalasas kol mashadorash letzorach refua satinu kazeh. Fumot mutalava b'kol gam b'lo atikunim. Fekol shken she mutalava b'kol achre atikunim. V'yesh gam letzapos. Shaloyeh Okar of a Yuchal Efres Velirbos, and he showed it to the Chabina Rav, and he's masking to the bottom line of the tree. Okay? Shun. He claims that one in 300 males has this problem. What? I thought it was much less common than that. 300 is a very low number. 300? We all know 300 people. I guess we all must know somebody who was born in hyperspadias, and they fixed it. I'm not a urologist, I don't know anything about it. I'm very surprised by this figure. He has some even higher figures he quotes in Baghdad. He goes from the I don't know, Baghdad, I don't know what went on in Baghdad. But Ben Ishchai, I don't know. The Ben Ishchai. The kids, I'm just giving you a look it up. It's the very end of Sifkot and Vav, Nishmas Avram, Simon, Hen. Okay? Very important, Yisov. Let's go back to our Cheshev HaEva. We're not discussing hyperspadias right now, it's not our discussion. But yes, he quotes the Chazanish.
So it would be Mutter.
Absolutely. You're passing like the Nishmas Avram, and like the Cheshev HaEva, that it's Mutter. I found the Chazanish. He says as follows. Quotation. Here's a verbatim quote of the Chazanish in Chesh of Evo. Quotes our Gemara. Chorus Memdal. Uvedoveze nishtano atvoim. Vetzlenu ein begid el shvil echon. Vazera nichlas begid berosho shesamach leguf. Ukvev yutosis avodazora. You have tvorosh nishtano. Things change. Kayom. Against the Gemara. Shvil echon. Things changed. Ah, but the Chazanish himself is aware that you can interpret that the two shvilim are inside the body. He doesn't like that. That's going to lead to a conclusion that even inside the body can be a psula psula dak mashav, which he resists b'chol tokif. But he's aware of this possibility, and he says as follows, that the two shvilim are near each other, klipa shumbeneim, inside the body, and when they get into the male organ, they're already one. Says the Chazanish, no. Mashma lehegemon arishonim, shapir shayeshim shneit shvilin, begid, adro shagid mamsh. Where to say that? There's a sarai from a Mordechai. He said, ay, that's a hagon the Mordechai. Says there a padua. Anochi mishtome ma'or ala marazeh. Come on. If there's one shul today, there's one shul Zman Chazal. Who have heard of the Shtan of Atem over here? He means Mishnayis, Mefurashis, and Mikvos. Guys, who you know Mishnayis, Mikvos, Baal Peh? You know, you're not telling the truth, because it's a Masechta. I'm sure you all know it, but you just don't want to tell me that you know. You're not a little live man, name of an Evans. Okay, good. There's a famous Mishnah, Mikvos, was quoted in a certain Svarim. Balkeri shetova v'lo hitl esamayim. Shiyat lesamayim tome. A Balkeri went to the mikveh because of his keri, and he hadn't urinated yet. So what does he gain? He urinates, and more keri comes out with the urine, and then become tummy all over again. Ah, chole, azok, and a yele, the whole bari, I'll gansa mishnah. See, klar, that the same path that the zera comes out, the merag lion come out. Mefurisha mishnah, mefurisha rambam. V'chol balkeri, and lo hishin, kolim hatara, and if eish yashtin, yitmaki, yos tete hashara sazera, anisha b'chalal ha'amo. Mefurish, it's all in one pipe. Be two different pipes, so he activates pipe of the urine, it wouldn't activate the pipe of the zera. Klar, a mishnah. No, so why do the gemara b'chora? So why do it al gemara in yivamis? He says the pshat chazdish rejects, namely. This is the next page. This is page 12. Because we'll look at it later. Go to the next page, page 13. So what must be the pshat in b'choras mendal about the two shvilim? What does it mean? Al mokum shalifnei agid. Earlier, asher bo nifgashim shvil hazera habom min habeitzim, ushvil hashesen habom min hashalfuchis. That's the bladder. Umischabrim v'hoyu liechod lahem shlihimoshech al agid. That's the problem. It's internal. It's all internal. Where is mekom achibur? Nikra b'lashonam prastata. That's the prostate. And the prostatic gland, it's a huge gland, Rabbi Osai, that's where, in there, everything passes through there. The urine tract passes through there, that's why if it gets too big and presses, it's so painful to urinate for all the people. And the zera also passes through there. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to read to you what I showed some of the Talmidim today, a little biology lesson by Dr. Abraham, MD, okay? He gives you an indispensable, brief anatomy lesson, otherwise you can't understand what's going on over here. I'm going to read it to you verbatim, from Sefer Nishma Savra. How does the male anatomy work? Shtei abeitzim nimtzos kolachas b'kiso, in what we call the scrotum, the pocket. Kshemei kol eshet olet sinor shvil hazera. From the beitz itself is a pipe which carries a zera. Shenichlas eso chalal abeten, goes into the stomach. Vishem over derech ha'amon is prostat. It goes to the prostate. Vinichlas etok tzinor ha'shesen and enters into the same pipe that the urine is coming from. When? Achrei shezeh, after that pipe, yotzei mishalfuchis ha'shesen, after it goes out of the bladder, v'lefnei shun nichlas eso chagid. Exactly what the Cheshev Eifot said. They merge in the body before they go out past the body line into the Eber HaZachar. What is this prostate? What is this? It's a baluta. What's baluta? An organ? Gland. Hanim is a besoch ha-beten, lemata mishal chufas ha-shesen, v'mokom shiyotzi menu sinar ha-shesen, where the line comes from the bladder out. That's where this prostate is here. Ha'armunis misolveves u'ma'atefes es ha'tzinar ha'shesem b'mokom hazeh. It envelops the pipe of the urine at that point. V'kan gam chodrin l'socha, in the same place, shvile ha'zera b'shtei ha'tzodin. The two pipes and the two beitzim respectively come in the same place. And ultimately, I guess, you know, they're... It's like a merge, like on the highway. They just, you know, they're in each other, klipas hashum. And ultimately, v'niftochim l'toch tzinor ha'shesen. And they merge into one highway. You can imagine it's a highway, and it's a service lane on either side, right? So they come on either side, and they merge into one big three-lane highway later on, but it's still within the body. This is exactly the description of what the Cheshev Eifot said. This is what the Gemara is describing over here. It's internal. Of course, the sad result of that is going to be, it could be a psul of psuadaka kushaf internally. Chazish can't believe it, he's stuck with the shtana matvar. You see what's going on here? We as modernists are stuck. Our modern instincts is that the Cheshev Eifot is correct. But it seems to be, I don't think I can get out of it. If the Cheshev Eifot is correct, then the Chazish is chidish godel, as he quotes it from Shlomo Zalman, It's a chiddush gadol. The Chazon Ish, he thinks it's a big chiddush gadol. And if how can this chiddush gadol be correct if the chiddush of Eved is correct? I think, although I don't see it spelled as so beforeish, that this chiddush gadol, anything internal, not possible, is based on his assumption of the shtana atvarim. I don't see how the two can come. What are you going to do? If you want to reject the shtana atvarim because we sometimes make fun of shtana atvarim. Yeah, but you're going to cause many people big problems because if you reject the shtana atvarim, then you're going to be, I think, forced to say there could be a psul psuadaka kushavchay internally. That's what I told you already yesterday. I don't see a logical way out offhand. So now, the Nishmas Avraham quotes all of this. Quotes of Shlomo Zalman, Sarachim on the Chesh of Eifo. If they call Kach or Mok B'toch HaGuf, Eich Yodu, if they stima, O Shirak Nas and Nekav Yotza Derech Shom. How do they know what's going on? If it's so far in, how do they know? Valarayas Mishas Yitochein, Shezeh Beglal HaNekav HaMeshutav Shebetoch HaTorah, Gam Yitochein Sheodifnei HaTorah Yikvar Yesh Rak Shvil Echad L'Shneyem, V'gam Eichomer B'Gamora Apik B'mokum K'tanim, V'lo Yomru Sheyotza Muruv Im HaShesem. So you're stuck, either way you're stuck. Shlomo Zalman is saying, true, the Chazon Ish is a Chiddush, but you are saying Chesh Ovid is also not so simple. I think once we're on the topic, we saw the Gemara back by the people who forgive the expression, they held it in. They didn't go to the bathroom. Iyakor mi pirka de Rabbi Ploni. I was looking back on Shlomo Zalman base. He doesn't understand in his study of medicine. Ein eni yodea al matel kazesh and nikev zelaz ayidei shemam and atzo bizman shenitzuk with the kovov. Ulamas a yigrom leakras. He doesn't understand the medicine behind that either. I'm not recommending it. It's the rais. Balta shatzu, the person can say. Rabbonin. The person has to go to the bathroom, you should go out. If you have to go out in the middle of the shir, run out. Don't be a chokhba t'chaya ba'alea. Run out. I asked you that the shir is not that long. So you can go to the bathroom before you go to the shir. So you don't have to run out in the middle. But in case you have to, so run out. Just run. Don't ask any questions. Go. Before Shigamara. Chokhba t'chaya ba'alea. That's not on the base. But it should cause akras? He doesn't see any reason why that should be so. Now, Rabosai, it is true that chutim are described by Rashi, we saw yesterday, not as I would have said according to the Chesh of Evod, as he's chutim are that entire long chut that goes from the beitzer into the body, through the prostate, and out to the gid. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said chutim means, oh, it's holding it up within the kiss. So even from Rashi's mashma, a little bit against the Chesh of Evod's interpretation. Now, Rabosai, when they remove the prostate, what do? They also remove the part of the Tzinor HaShesen, of the tube through which the urine passes that goes through the prostate. Also taken out. Once that happens, Rabosai, the person cannot have children. Why? They never touched the Shikva Zera pipe. They only touched the urinary pipe. So why in heaven's name should a person be prevented from having children if they ever touched the Shikva Zera tubes? Why? As he explains over here, Abosai, in the Nishmas Avraham as follows. He says, Svalz, listen to this now. There's a mokom hiskavtsus shal tzinor hasheten, that tract for the urine. What's miskavet? So who's the man in Hebrew? Hiskavtsut? What does it mean? No. I think it means it tightens up. So why? Bizman kiyum yachasim. When a man has relations with his wife. Kach sha'azera. Bimkom lizrom kadima l'soch hagid. Because instead of normally it goes straight through the gid outside, and that makes the wife pregnant. Zorim achora l'toch kis ha'shesem. This is called, my urologist told me, retrograde ejaculation. In other words, you have to understand what's happening over here. Whenever there's a situation of different kinds of directions, follow the path of least resistance. The path of least resistance. This is as follows. Uvizman kiyam yachasim. This is in Osei. Also chelet shal tzinar hashesen, shenimtza bein shal fuchis hashesen, uvein mekom haknisa shal shvili hazera, letov tzinar hashesen. The part of that pipe between the bladder and the area where the shvili hazera come in to join the tract of the urine, miskavetz, tightens up, because ein efsharus lola shesen letzeis. A man never urinates in the middle of Tashmish. Can't happen. V'lo l'shichva zera lo leches achora l'soch shal fuchis ha-shesen. A normal man, it's impossible for him to urinate during Tashmish, and it's equally impossible for the zera to go backwards into the bladder. That's if he's healthy. But if they do this operation on the tract of the urine, then what happens is that the zera, instead of going the path of greater resistance, which is straight out, the way normal happens by a normal man, what happens instead is that it just goes into the bladder. So if it goes into the bladder on both sides, so then It's a major problem. Can't have any children. Is it a halachic problem? That's the question. Is it a halachic problem? So he talks over here about the various operations that were done, either for prostate cancer, rachmana litzlan, or for what he calls an enlarged prostate. Right? An enlarged prostate. Is over here. Ola laila hazbir. Shekorsim as a prostate. Right? There are different ways of doing this operation. We're going to get to it in a second. He says, let's go slow. Shlomo Zalman is not completely clear that this person is kosher lo b'kol. Can you imagine? They never touched any of the Eivari Hazera. Nothing. And Shlomo Zalman is still not completely sure that he's kosher lo b'kol. Why not? They didn't touch anything. Why shouldn't they be kosher lo b'kol? This is false. Tzarechin of Shlomo Zalman. Kevin shemashchis nimes ha Minagnon hazeh. What's how he wants to try minagnon?
System.
It's using the army a lot. It's an army term. They destroyed the system. The efshe the chashiv kemafset shvil hazera. Even though you haven't touched it. Why? Hoel niskalkel bekach hashvil shazera tzorach lavar dakal lechutz. It's normally supposed to go out through the gint. Instead now, goes to the bladder. He didn't touch it. However, since the Rambam says, based on our Gemara, uveshvilin shebehentis bashel shechavazera bein anikroim chutei beitzim, umikaven sheyodua shashvilin ayotzim yabeitzim einam elatzinoras amolichim asazera yitochein. Sharamam Haven the Kaman Shikak Bora Kodesh Baruchu, Shazera Nimshak Baholich Adlagit, Mistoma Ain't the Levatola, U Mistoma Yesh the Zorach Misuyam Vikora Zer Bishem Bishel, based on the Gemara over here, become a Mavashla, the top line of Ayin Vavim and Aleph. Yeah. V'lachain. That being the case, if you never even touched the Shvili Azera, you just did this prostate surgery and touched the urine part and part of the prostate itself when they remove it. Haheter hazehu rak mipnei hachidush hagodol shel chazanish the shvilin shebesor haguf shiny. That's one heter of Shlomo Zalman has. Whatever's in the body can never be make a puzzle. Oh, the kol shulnei refuah choshki b'dei shamayim. Even though you did it with your own hands, if you did it pursuant to an original illness, it's called b'dei shamayim, as we saw earlier today, the Marashal's Pshah. Those are the only two aterim that Shlomo Zalman likes. But just the mere fact that he didn't touch the shvili hazera and he touched instead the shvili hashesen, that in itself, called the Shlomo Zalman, is not persuasive. Because as a result of his touching the Shvil HaShesen, he destroyed the Minagnon, he destroyed the whole system. That's a Chiddush L'Chumra for Shlomo Zalman. He doesn't say it definitively. He says, Tzarech Yin. He's not sure. He's not sure. If he's not sure, of course I'm also not sure. Okay. So says Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Sefer Nishmas Avraham. Rabbi Osai, nafkamina between Shlomo Zalman's two reasons. What will happen if someone did a vasectomy? The first svara of the Chazanish applies, b'toch haguf. The second svara of the Bnei Refua does not apply. Right? Let's just add up the math. Because two different svaras, obviously in the case of the prostate, enlarged prostate, both apply, because it's both medical and it's internal. But if it's a vasectomy, it's internal, all right, but it's not medical. Chalila, the Nazis did these things, Rahman al-Islam. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what do you do, not the Chazanish is Mekel, and others are Machmir, about internal incision? What do you do? Well, Rabbi Osai, it seems to me, it's a Sveik and Adina. A Suffolk. I have no idea who's right. I don't know who's right. So what's the din of Suadaka by a Suffolk? You have a Klal, Rabbi Osai, you may know the Klal, we'll get to it later in the next sugi. Lo Yoba Mamzer Bekal Hashem. What asks the Kiddushin? Mamzer Vadai, Rabbi Osai, what? Below Mamzer Suffolk. What about Petsuah Daka? Petsuah Daka is found in the same breath, basically, as Mamzer, right? This is adjacent Pasuk. So if we take a look over here in the Oter Aposkim in Simen Hay, Sif Koton Yud, is the following Shaila. What's the din of Suffolk Petsuah Daka? What's the din of Suffolk Petsuah Daka? Right, so over here. In Oz Dalet. He says it's false. Your mom's a Vadai below mom's a Suffolk. This is found over here in Oz Bays that we say mom's a Vadai below mom's a Suffolk. The same thing should apply to Psuah Daka. And even though Rabbo say, but they're born and they ask in mom's a Suffolk. That's because the Mala also be Yuchsin. Does not apply to Psuah Daka. Has no kids. This is quoted over here in Sivkot Yud Oz Beis from the Noda of Yehuda. In the base of Ephraim. And other whole series of other Gedolim as well. Kiveg and others. Okay. But what about Yos and Oz Dalid? Where it's not a Suffolk in the Metzias. It's a Sveg of the Dina. We all know the Metzias. It was a vasectomy. We know exactly what happened. The question is, it's a Sveik of the Dina, because it's internal. Chazanish says, doesn't apply. Rav Moshe the Tshuva agrees to Chazanish. You saw those Tshuvas? Anyone saw them? I'm pretty sure you agree to Rav Moshe. And others, the Cheshav Eifon, and then others seem to disagree. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes to the Chiddush Gadol. Obviously, he's not convinced that it's true. And for us, Rav Osai, who like to be moderns and don't like so much the Shtana Watzvoim, it's come out of a Furash Gemara that it's not true, even though the questions of Shlomo Zalman still persist. How do they know what's going on in there? I don't know. But it's still leaning in that direction. But it's a Sveika Nadina. A Sveika Nadina. Oh. Let's not forget, there's another dispute over here, which the Rav Shlomo Zalman brought into play, which is the fact that it's Machmas Choli. Right? The case that we're discussing about is machmas choli. How do we pass him the machmas choli? Rabbosa, he look on the Shulchan Aruch. You see 2 days. Rabbosa, give a look. Oh, this you have in the back. Shulchan Aruch you have in your Ein Mishpat. Well, this has to be. I can't believe it's not here. Simon Hay and Evan Ez. Here it is. On page Lamed Gimel. Here it is in Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Read to me together the bottom of the first column. Kol Pistul Shamaruch Ben Yezek Shlohoya Bidei Shamayim Kuntshikarsu Odom. Or we call Kot. So we go on Melu. I will know that Kushavcha of Tzuvadaka or Shanola below Beitza. This is a rabbi from Beitin. Oh, I feel much better now. I couldn't show it to you before because they didn't have the Rambam for some reason. He has it made up for the Shulchan Aruch. Here's a line of ambiguous words right over here. Look inside. I went, open up. You got to open up. Page Lamed Gimel. Yeah, Mishpat Amol. Before I couldn't find it because they didn't have, for some reason, they didn't have the Rambam. But they have this Mechavel close to Rambam verbatim. Rabosai, line 4. In Sif Yud. O Shecholam Akmas Gufo. U Bitlu Mimeno Eivorim Eilu. Line 5 is the most important line. O Shenolad Ben Shchin Vihimsa Osan. What? The Shchin melted him. O Karsan. Who? What? The Mashal says, Carson refers to a human being. The doctor came in afterwards and cut it off. And others say, no. It refers back to not he, but it. In the Hebrew language, you can't understand he and it, right? In terms of the subject. Is it the Shechin or is it the person? So it's unknown. Harez a kosher lover b'kol. Shekolei b'dei shamayim. Leho Rambam. It's all part of the Rambam. Abu l'rashi v'ho rosh. The Rosh Mele, but the Rosh described it to Rashi. We didn't for sure it's really true. Lo miki b'dei shamayim. Elay de re'em v'mubarad o v'mei imo. Abu de choli shchoshi b'dei odem. Posel the chod rosh kemash v'yushalmi. And no, he doesn't take a position. Rabbosai Sif Yud, no final conclusion is reached by the Shulchan Aruch and Bala Machaber Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say a word. Says the Beis Shmuel. Says the Beis Shmuel. There's a long bach about it. Quotes the Rashi and Daf Chof. Right? And he says, Asmag Kotonamika Rambam, V'chein Pasach, Bach. Get an impression that the Beis Shmuel is leaning a little bit lakula, like the Bach, that if it's because of his illness, it should be mutter. If you go to take the marashal, it's one step further. Even an operation which follows an illness would still be mutter, assuming the word karsan, you just saw in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, and Simen Hei Sif Yud refers to the person and not to the shchin itself. Then we have a right to be making on that shaila as well. Now, Rabosai, there's a new procedure, Rabosai. Yes?
So there's no difference between Sabbath and Sabbath
Matzias? I'm not saying for sure. But that's what the Otzer Apostle talks about. It makes it depend upon the Shittas of Rambam and Imam Zavadai, which we'll get to in the next sukkah. Okay. Rabosai, here in this Nishmas Avraham, this is really a fairly recent, it's obviously it's a makeover of the early editions, but this was printed, Rabosai, as recently as 2007. And here in 2007, he tells you two different ways, Rabosai, of doing certain medical procedures. And it's important to understand that there are two different issues. One is an enlarged prostate. That's what he's talking about over here. Atzires ha-shesen. Gets too big. It swells and the shesen meraglein can't get through. Right? So he talks over here at some length about how do you do this operation. The different ways of doing the operation. Okay? The different ways. Now, he suggests over here that if you do it, Rabosai b'toch haguf, that's a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the others, as opposed to someone who is doing chituch b'chutz haguf, that's certainly going to be a problem, unless you'll just say with the marshal's kula. But then he says that if there's a choice to do an operation in two different ways. Oh. B'shanim achronot. Okay? There's another way of doing this operation. What's the other way to do the operation? Ovrim es nituach ha-prastat derech ha-gid. Lo psichas ha-beten. Wow. And they say then it's a very small chance of infection. The Chazon Ish said you must, not just you may cut, you must cut the vas deferens to prevent, they thought it caused infection. I mean, it makes sense logically, although they say now it's not true. Okay? So then, Rabosai, in most medical centers, they don't touch the Shvili Azera if the operation is what's called Derech Hagid. So therefore he says, whenever it's possible, Odif, or maybe in Chayovim, Lasa says, Anituach Derech Hagid, the local Kshira Shal Shvili Azera. Better that way? Milas Anituach Derech Psichas HaBeten, in Kshira HaShvilim, Petochal HaBeten. But even if he did it, Petochal HaBeten, we can be Makel based upon the Chazanish. My doctor tells me it's almost exclusively done Derech Hagid. But when he trained many years ago, he's a young fellow, but 10 years ago, whatever it was, even then, when they did it Derech HaBeten, they weren't cutting anymore. Because they realized that contrary to the medicine of the 50s or 40s, whatever it was when Chazanish was writing, it doesn't cause any infection. It was just an intuition to cause infection. And they don't cut it. So therefore, these shadows, unless you hold up Shlomo Zalman's Chumrah, in these kinds of cases would not apply. Yeah.
So in all these cases, the surgeries that happen later in life, so the guy would have to divorce his wife.
Oh, good question. Would the guy have to divorce his wife if he had the surgery later in life? Give me 1 minute. I'll be with you in a minute. So now, Rabosai, this being the case, the only time they actually have to cut everything out is Rachmona Litzlan, prostatic cancer. That's a whole different. Look carefully. He puts these things. He puts an enlarged prostate. It's just for. It hurts when you go to the bathroom. Cancer. We don't even know if the word cancer is the dirtiest word in our vocabulary. They have to do they don't do operations today. They have all kinds of radioactive treatments and seeding, all kinds of. But if they have to do an operation, then they have to take that whole part out. They have to. It's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, mamish. So that's the case. In such a situation, Rabosai, it seems to me they have no alternative whatsoever. No choice. Then we can be mekel. Like the Yamshu Shlomos B'dei Shemayim, but Tziru of the Chazanish says it's internal. He'll say, why are we so mekel? Let's be more machmir. He quotes over here, Rabosai, something amazing from the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was known as to be a big mekel in Agunas and other such situations. Because he says over here, quoting Yerushalmi, Rabosai, quoting Yerushalmi, not being able to marry is so tragic that we have to do everything in our power to avoid that result. And the Yerushalmi is quoted not in our perek, Rabosai. The Yerushalmi is in the 8th perek of Masechta Yevamos. Somebody was a problem, became a Petzua Daka, and they fasted that he should die. It's mind boggling. Should die. Because being by yourself, lonely, is worse than death. Wow. This, of course, you understand, is a powerful agent in Ilchus Agunas. As a matter of fact, one of the Sfarim phrased it this way. Really, every single case of Agunas should be a case of Pikuach Nefesh. Based upon this Yerushalmi. Because it's better to die. And the only reason we can't be makel by Agunas more is, you know why? Because we're dealing with the 3 Averis HaChamuris. Eshesish. Sihar Goyavim. Wow. So that means he can be Michal Shabbos Tev in Agun, according to this. Wow. I don't know if we get to that, Yerushalmi Perek Ches, but here it's been quoted right away. It's quoted in Nishmas Avram from Shuvas Ein Yitzchak at the end of Siman Aleph from the Yerushalmi Perek Ches Halach Al, they fasted he should die. Ad Kedei Kach. Ad Kedei Kach. What he does say over here is an important point. Retrograde ejaculation does not cause an individual chalila v'chas to be over an iser of otzah azer levatala. Okay, come to the. Can you imagine that? Come to the rav. I can't be with my wife because the zera doesn't go into her. Goes back into my body, into the bladder. So he quotes from the Ragachava, who says it's not called zera until it leaves the body. So you can't call otzah azer levatala. It's otzah this fluid, this liquid. By the way, I don't go into biology right now, but that liquid that comes out of a man, b'shas tashmish, b'shas rias keri, we think, oh, it's coming from the beitzim, from the a tiny percentage. The vast majority of what comes out is coming from the prostate. It's prostatic. I'm just giving you a little biology lesson. It's prostatic fluid. That's the liquid agent which enables the teeny, teeny little zera to get into the Eivar HaIsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a job over here. The nisim of the body are bechlal nisim, but the nisim of the reproductive system are beyond, beyond, beyond nisim. The whole thing is one big nes. Anyone ever has a child as a nes? It's a pill they ploy. Something has to work right. Everything can go wrong. Just give you some of the neflos haborim. Mamish neflos haborim. Mamish neflos haborim. Oh. Okay. Now, seems to me, therefore, Rabbi Osai, that, as we mentioned yesterday, even in the case of a vasectomy, we have the possibility of sewing it back together, which even though you can't have children according to the internet, would still take away, as we be a psulah chozalet, lech sherem. Obviously, in the case of the cancer, you have to take it all out, you can't do anything about that. Then, you have a different svek. Maybe the chazanish is right, maybe the marshal is right. And even though there are some who limit it to a case of an illness in the reproductive organ itself, and here it's in the prostate, so this is still we have to be a svek alahakal. And you know, one can even argue that the prostate is not unrelated to the reproductive system. After all, Rabbi Osai, if not for the prostate, you can't have kids because that's the fluid that enables the zera to get into the guf ha'isha. So it's all connected. It's all related. My last point for today is the question which you just asked. Is a person required to divorce his wife in case he becomes a p'tzua daka after marriage? It's a serious and legitimate question. Anybody have an idea what the din is in this case? It's a very serious question. Anyone saw the Mara Mekomis on this? Oh, this question's on the Mara Mekomis. Yes?
Maybe like we could say this is a loy habo, so like once you're already with the person, though, you're not like...
That's interesting. Interesting. Does anybody say that you're right? It's your own svar. Your own svar. Rabbi Osai, I asked you to see the Pischei Tshuva. I'll end with this. Yes, you saw?
No, the Mishnah says that Cohen's wife is still a Tshuva, so it's how you don't divorce her.
He does or does not?
Does not? She's still a Tshuva, he's not Vola.
Well. The Pischei Tshuva that I asked you to see, quotes a Chasam Sofer, Simen Yutes, quotes a Sifsei Chachomim, on that puzzle. L'yoba Mamzer, the Mashem Yidvarav, the Ripetzu Adaka, and Kofin Lahoti, Beneso Behete. He married, he was kosher, became puzzle, he did not divorce him. That's a Chasam Sofer, it's against many sugyas. It's against many sugyas. Not for sure. Your kof and the host like all other chayv elam. Mefush. It's very sad. Sifzeh Chacham is wrong. Sifzeh Chacham is Sifzeh Chacham, but you're wrong. Mechilas Kvotcham. He's also wrong. Kvotcham Chasam Sof. So Rabbi Osai, these are all very difficult shailos. We tried very hard to come up with all the possible kulas. Going back to Ritzchak Chanan, our yeshiva's namesake. We have to try to find the coolest. It's a shalom mamish, karam le pikuach nefesh. To be all by yourself, not be able to marry. It's a tragedy. They fast, you would die. So we have to rely on the chazanish. After all, suffik psua daka, we say, maybe it's fake adina, it could be a mekel. We usually have some other tzirif, either a medical tzirif for Rabbi Osai. It's choli, called the one opinion choli, and even according to Marshall, even an operation after choli, because of choli. And if it's possible to be mounted on that shero in these vasectomies, I would say it's good to do the microsurgery. But if it can't be done for whatever reason, rely on the chazanish. Odom gold of old, rely upon the shas atchak. It's always a shas atchak, these cases. So these are the yesodos, Rabbi Osai, of the halachos of Ptzua Daka. Are there more graphic, biological details we didn't go into? Yes. However, I don't plan to go into them. Rather, tomorrow, Mr. Shalom Yinumar becomes, because tomorrow I want to start the sugya, which is the next sugya, Rabbi Osai, which starts the next Mishnah, which is a very, very important sugya. And it starts with the word Ptzua Daka. Yes, it discusses the halachic status of Ptzua Daka. Fundamentally, we discussed once before, B'kedushasokoi or not b'kedushasokoi. We had this in a couple of weeks earlier this month. We had that concept. The sugya and the fine vows, the sugya back on Dun Zion. There are very many complex issues which relate to that. We then will start that tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.